The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage,
go to bed.
Easily offended,
get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
your ass. Hey, watch it.
You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethro Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 2 hours, Jethro Show tonight.
Hey there, Dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale. To use it.
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertaining,
mercantile, perky, whimsical. This is what we call Jethro Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson. I know it.
This is the Jethro Silverwing Show for March 3rd, 2009. I am Jethro Silverwing, your host of this two-hour spread of music, madness, mayhem, and more. With me, as always, my love, my woman, my main squeeze, the girl downstairs, is Elquin Jenna!
Hail and greetings.
How are we doing today, Elquin?
Good.
Oh, yeah? Oh, you think so, huh?
I think so.
What's so damn good about it?
It's not Monday.
Well, no, it's Tuesday.
Yep, that's good.
All right, well. Of course, our audience was not treated to EQ Tuesday today. I guess there was some kind of scheduling conflict. And I'm sure they'll be back next week with all the news that is the news across NORATH, upcoming events and blah, 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 blah. Brell Day is coming up, isn't it?
Yeah.
Will they?
Not sure when. I mean, we got Upgate 51 coming soon.
Coming soon to a theater near you. A story of love. True love.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. God, I just wolfed down a bunch of tacos. Get a drink here.
Taco. Homemade tacos.
Oh, yes. Aliva is telling us that, reminding us that the Lava Storm is going to be revamped.
Yes, it is.
I have not read a lot of the revamp notes or anything like that. Are they upping the levels or just making it more interesting?
No, they're making some new... for one, they're making some new instances that are times two raids, which take two groups. There's new armor coming out, shard armor that would be taking shards, and I guess it's going to be like a relic drop, like the relic armor. You get the thing, and then you take some shards, you turn that in, and you get the pattern.
Yeah, Denmom has some pictures of the new molten armor.
That's different.
Oh, that's different. That's not it.
No, that's not it.
Okay, and HUD is telling us that there will be a new level 80 section opened up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, tons of things going on. I look forward to reading up on it. Because as you folks know, this is unscripted, unrehearsed, and out of our freaking minds.
We're always out of our freaking minds.
Of course. If we actually made sense and were sensible, I mean, we'd probably lose half of our audience.
I know. They'd all go running screaming into the night.
Yep. Okay, well, let's do a little quick This Week in Wrestling.
1, 2, 3!
Can I just say for the record?
Mm-hmm, go right ahead.
Randy Orton is a dick.
Well, I was going to reiterate my points of the last couple of weeks that Randy Orton needs to be run over by a bus. But I suppose calling him a dick is just as well, yeah.
And Jericho?
Chris Jericho needs to stop. It's not entertaining. He's going around bad-mouthing all the people that are getting into the Hall of Fame, saying that they're just tag-along, you know, they need to just retire and go away and stuff like that. Well, you know what? Tough. Because you're doing worse. You need to stop.
He's like a used Tampax, okay? Nobody wants to see it.
Oh, God. What did I tell you about gross humor?
I know. I haven't done any in a very long time. I've been very, very good.
Okay, so for just to wrap up this week in professional wrestling, Randy Orton needs to be run over by a bus, and Chris Jericho needs to go back wherever the hell it was he came from.
I don't know why he wants to be the villain. He was so much better as a face. People liked him.
Well, you know what? You get paid more if you're a heel.
Really?
Yeah,
Is that it?
You get paid
more. He's not doing a good job at it.
Well, you know, there's being a heel...
For the wrong ways.
It was one thing to have people boo you. It's another thing for people to want to stab you in the back in the alley behind the auditorium, you know?
Yeah, you don't do what and he's doing.
And between Randy Orton and Jericho, I could see, you know, some kind of commuter train crash or something like that with both of them in the car by themselves. I mean, there aren't any other wrestlers that I can think of who I would not shed a bitter tear for if they got seriously injured.
Maybe that's what they're shooting for. Total and complete disgust of their characters, I guess.
Well,
I don't know.
They've achieved it.
I don't even want to watch them wrestling, okay? I don't even want to watch them wrestling.
If it wasn't for the fact that you really don't know how long their little skits are going to go, I would just change the damn channel.
These little skits have no point, no meaning, no story.
All right.
They're missing storylines.
Oh, no, they're just doing stuff randomly at this point.
No, they need some good storylines. They get back, and they need to get back to the basics. I mean,
okay,
you know.
So I think we need to revive, revive this little sound effect. Randy Orton, Chris Jericho, the ass of the week. Would you like to, let me find it here. Don't forget it.
What?
Never mind. No, I was going to ask if you wanted to launch the cowapult at them, but I don't seem to have that queued up.
You lost the catapult? The cowapult?
No, I'll get it during a music break. I forgot to set it up the last time I had to reinstall this damn broadcasting software. Okay. Moving on.
Moving on,
yes. A lot of people, of course, listen to online gaming radio, which, of course, you're listening to right now. Some of you may know, some of you may not know, there is another broadcasting station out there. It's called Radio Free NORATH. And I believe you just go to RadioFreeNorath.com. Well, actually, hon, do you have that link for me real quick?
Yeah, hang on a second.
I just want to get the
I know.
The person's name. One of their DJs was unfortunately caught in a fire not long ago. And just last week, Ann was killed. And I just want to have a little...
Well, it's at raven-mystic.com, and then you can
raven-mythic.com.
Dash-mystic.
Mythic.
Mythic? Mythic? Sorry.
I'm actually trying to find her name. Because everyone knows how prepared I am for the show.
What are you looking for? Her real name?
The character name? Whatever.
Well, the character names was what? One of them was Jen Jen Kitty.
Mm-hmm.
Oops. There. I'm doing the copy and paste stuff.
They're saying, Degengela, that's the name I couldn't I was having a hard time pronouncing. Dejenshla, looks like. Yeah, she was killed in a fire a few days ago. So we're going to shut off the background music here, and we're just going to have a few moments of silence in memorandum of fallen DJ. Okay, we're back.
Do you know that she lived down in Tacoma?
Yes. Yep, not too far from us. I am also being told that Paul Harvey Sr. died. Who was Paul Harvey Sr.?
Paul Harvey?
Yes.
He was a... How do you describe Paul Harvey? He was a radio announcer. Everybody knew who Paul Harvey was.
Well, apparently I don't.
Boy. Ugh.
I agree. Paul Harvey Sr. Let's see here.
You actually have to look up Paul Harvey. I'm sorry to cut in, ladies and gentlemen.
That's okay.
Paul Harvey was like the greatest. I mean, you listen to him and you listen to his stories and you just simply knew. He had those moments. I can't remember the name of his show, but Paul Harvey, I can't believe.
Wasn't he also on 60 Minutes too? He had a little segment on 60 Minutes. Am I thinking right?
I don't believe so. I think he was completely radio, but his voice, once you heard it, you knew it.
Right.
That's something. If I heard his voice, I might know him. I might know him. I just may not know him by name. But anyway, with us live, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of people ask me, you know, how did I get started doing this? How did I get going with the parodies and whatnot? And, well, you know, our guest tonight is completely to blame. I often tell the story of the roommate who introduced me to EverQuest.
He does this a lot. He has.
The night that I was in Splitpaw in EverQuest 1, and some music was playing, and I Love Rock and Roll came on over the radio, and I just started singing, I love Hunting Knolls, and I wrote a verse. I wrote another verse, but I kept singing it to my roommate, and the infamous words of record it or shut up came across her lips, and well.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
She is responsible. My former roommate, formerly known as Darkwind Silverwing.
Yes.
Now, Sophissa Lawn Gnome in EverQuest 2.
The Lawn Gnome.
Sophissa Lawn Gnome. Say hello to everyone, Ann.
Hi, everyone.
So you are to blame for everything.
I do. I have broad shoulders, and I will accept the responsibility. But ladies and gentlemen, you do have to understand where I'm coming from. Every time he came downstairs from his room, he'd be singing this little song, and it gets stuck in my head, and I basically told him, record it all or shut up. You don't understand, because I'd be going around.
I wasn't that
driving
annoying.
Down this load of crap. Okay, I'd be driving down the road, and I'd hear it in my head, you know, just going along, and I'm just like, Jesus Christ, what's the rest of this song about? It wasn't about anything, because you know why? He hadn't written it yet. So I basically told him, every time he came downstairs with these great ideas, I'm like, record it or shut up. Just, you gotta finish it, or you can't tell me about it. I don't want to hear about it until you finish it. It's the honest to God truth.
I couldn't even run an idea past her. She's just record it!
Just record it, and I'll listen to it, and I'll give you my opinion. But until then, shut up. It was like my biggest regret and my greatest triumph at the same time. Look, I've converted someone. Oh, God, he has additional talents, and he's going to abuse me with it when I'm not even in game. Or when I'm in game, and I'm trying to concentrate on doing something. He's got, hey, I got this great idea for this new song. And I'm just like, Jesus Christ, I'm trying to do something right now in game. No, but you got to pay attention to this. I'm like, whatever. Okay. Great. That sounds wonderful, dear. Move along.
Mm. And for those of you who don't know, the song Can't Mez This is about Sophissa. It's all Sophissa, a little gnome enchanter. Can't Mez It. Ding, 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 ding.
Are we off the air?
I don't think so. Hold on a second.
Yep.
Well, we got disconnected. God damn it.
Back up, rewind.
Gotta love technology. Woohoo!
Testing. One, two, three.
I hear ya.
Okay, we're back. Sorry about Woo-hoo. That, folks. Of course, I have no idea how long we were off.
So where'd we leave off, guys?
Yeah, tell us where we left off.
Olivia sang something about Paul Harvey Sr. dying in the channel.
Off?
God,
you guys
we flow
tonight.
What's wrong with you people tonight? I mean, normally you guys are really on me about these things. Hey, you're off the air, you're off the air. Apparently no one cares tonight.
That's because I'm here. Who cares about a little gnome?
They don't care.
Well, I'm gonna run Winamp in the background and listen to it.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
You know what it is? It's because Delmon and Xanadai weren't on before us like they normally are.
They didn't warm the channel up for us.
They didn't warm up the mic for us. God.
So going back to square one, guys.
I love hunting gnolls. Song.
Yeah. Why it started. And who started making you do it?
Actually putting it out for everyone else to hear about, that would have to be you, Elquin. I basically just told him to record it or shut the hell up.
Yeah, at first we were just sharing it with the folks at EQRangers.com.
Yeah.
And you know, I still get tells from people who play Rangers asking me if I'm going to start EQ Rangers back up.
Well, to be quite honest, I mean, I bought EQ Rangers and you're the one who basically brought it to life.
Yeah, you had EQ Rangers, and it had, like, a forum, and that was about it. And it wasn't really active.
Well, the thing was is that, you know, being an EQ Ranger in EQ1 was depressing, especially if you're a Wood Elf. I mean, the penalty alone for being a Wood Elf Ranger was so high that you never saw a Wood Elf Ranger running through anywhere. Mm. But I was like one of those dedicated, you know, die hard, I can do this too. And I remember coming back going, hey, wait, my experience bar moved a lot. Why did that happen? And then I went and read the notes and I'm like, oh, they balanced us. Let's see what else I can kill.
Yeah.
Oh, look, I leveled. Oh my God, I leveled. And I'm like, well, why can't you run me through a generator to give me all my experience points that you guys basically penalized me for? And I'm like, oh, you know, that's a really great idea, but it would be really difficult to do, and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, fine, whatever, but my experience bar moved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when it actually got to the point where you can actually see your bar moving, that was exciting.
Oh, I cannot tell.
They're saying, guys, whoa.
What?
They're saying that we cut away for a moment of silence for...
Okay, so we cut away for the moment of silence and never came back?
Came back.
Oh.
Jethel, was that your fault?
Not my fault.
Nobody was saying anything because they were trying to be respectful.
Sorry about that, folks.
We were doing, you know, our little moment of silence for the fallen DJ.
Well, you know what? We'll just blame Eric.
The boy gets blamed for everything.
Well,
but Eric needs to be blamed for everything because, well...
He's Eric.
He's Eric.
Scapegoat, yes.
He's scapegoat boy. So later on in the show, we are going to be playing Where in Norrath is Cheez-It Nibble Buns. And I actually moved him somewhere yesterday. But for the life of me, I can't remember where he is.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Well, no. Well, it's okay because when we play the game, I log off of Jethel and I log on to Cheez-It.
And then you remember.
Well, people are going to ask me, can you see water from where you are? I look around. And I'm telling you, folks, if I can see a bird bath, yes, I can see water. So you got to be careful with your questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize for his sense of humor, just straight up. I had nothing to do with it. He came twisted to me, and I just introduced him to EverQuest because he kept asking me, what is this game you keep playing for hours on end? Because, I mean, I'd come home from work, I'd log into EverQuest and basically play it, and he'd basically try to talk to me, and I would be like, uh-huh, yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, uh-huh. I'm being told now that no one knows who you are because you weren't introduced. With us tonight is Ann Crabtree, my former roommate. This is the woman who introduced me to EverQuest way back in 2000. I was playing Daggerfall at the time, but anyway, she introduced me to EverQuest, and this is the woman who told me the infamous words, record it or shut up.
Yes.
So she is to blame for everything that you guys have experienced with me in the years to follow.
Blame has to be shared equally. Elquin heard your stuff and basically said, you know what, this is so good, you need to publish it. So you got out, and basically everybody started listening to you. I, on the other hand, basically told you to record it or shut up because I got tired of listening to those snatches you used to come down the snares with. Hey, listen to this little thing I used to come up with.
He still does that sometimes, but I use your words on him.
Good. Oh,
write it down. Write it down. You know, I went as far as getting him a little tape recorder thingy.
Yep, so I have a little voice recorder that I brought to... when I went to visit Sony last year.
And I don't know if he still keeps it with him or not, but...
No, it's up here on my desk.
You should keep it with you, because when you come up with these little snippets of lyrics and stuff, you can get them down before you forget them or, you know, whatever.
Amen. I agree completely. Thank God I never had to ride to work with him, because I probably would have killed him. Love you, Jethel.
Okay, people are reiterating that they lost the stream after... Okay, we're back, right? We are back. I mean, it says that I am encoding to the stream.
I can hear us.
Part of the stream. Be one with the stream.
Okay.
Yes, we can hear you. Okay, great.
Okay, good.
Well, hi, everybody. In case you didn't, get introduced to me, I'm Zephissa Lawn Gnome. That's my primary character now, but I actually started out as Darkwing Silverwing. And if you're familiar with Jethel's mythos that he's come up with, you'll understand that Darkwing played a role in his, creation, bringing him into the game. And I switched over to playing Zephissa, a gnome enchanter, because, well, I could level in EQ1, whereas, before as a ranger wood elf in EQ1, you would be amazed if you actually saw your experience bar move. So, I'm
Zephissa. Because we were penalized.
Penalized so bad. Oh my god, I feel the hurt still. I wanted to, like I said earlier... But of course, you guys didn't hear it. That I wanted them to run us through a experience generator, saying, "Okay, you've got all this experience points, and now based on what our current percentage is, you get all this additional experience, so we could all level like crazy." Yeah, not so much.
Yeah. And later on in the program, we will be doing "Where Norath Is Cheese and Nibblebuns." I will also be singing live the song that started it all. I Love Hunting Gnolls. We'll be coming later on in the show.
Oh, goody! I have to tell you, folks, he came down the stairs or through the hall, because I can't remember if I introduced him at our first apartment or our second apartment where he actually got addicted to EverQuest. But
it was the first apartment.
He came down the hall and was... saying, "I love hunting gnolls, da 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 da." And so I'm driving to work one day, and I've got this song in my head, "I love hunting gnolls, ba na 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 na." And I'm like, I hunt a lot of gnolls, and it just kept repeating in my head over and over again. And I'm just like, Jesus Christ, give me the rest of the song so I can hear it and just get it out of my head.
I was torturing you. Wait a minute, I have to do my Luke and Dallaire laugh now.
Oh no, here we go.
That's my Luke and Dallaire laugh.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's gotten much better production items since
he's got more.
Oh, you folks don't want to know how much money I've sunk into a hobby that I'm not getting paid to do. You don't want to know.
Where?
but I enjoy doing it.
Yes, that's the bonus part, ladies and gentlemen.
So to hell with it. One of these days I'm going to soundproof this room.
You do get off on this.
I have a lot of fun with it.
You do, and I have to tell you that you had to basically stop accepting tells for a while there because everybody was bugging you from everywhere in the universe. When they allowed tells across servers.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So you're basically like, I can't log in anymore. They keep bugging me and I can't do anything.
But was that before or after you met me?
That was before, actually.
Yes. That's actually
died down quite a bit since EQ Rangers went off.
Yeah, because I owned EQ Rangers, right? And I'm like, look, I've got this great URL, you know, what can we do with it? And he was like, I've got an idea. And basically he took the bit in his teeth and, ladies and gentlemen, he ran for it. And I was like, that's great. Have fun. Have fun. Storm in the castle. You think they'll make it?
It'll be a miracle. They're
Rangers. It'll be a miracle.
No, but... And people still talk about EQ Rangers now. I mean, you can still find cached pages of it.
But, you know, of course, we're not playing EverQuest 1 anymore.
No.
So it's kind of hard for me to try to take it to the next level. And with EQ 2, they really made it so you don't need these kind of fan sites.
No.
All the information is just out there.
And that's what I find really kind of unfortunate, because these fan sites, I think, were a great tool to basically promote the game. And I understand why Sony did what they did to put it all in one place and basically say, you know what, why are we having all these other people out there having all of this information that, you know, we've got, we can have control over releasing what information there is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and there's not this, you know, conjecture about what's going to happen next and everything, and they can control the publicity and everything. So from a corporate entity, having been a former guide, you know, I understand where so many... Okay, Shiver, that was not funny.
Shiver just pelt you?
Yeah, with a snowball, you ass.
That's what Shiver does.
I know what he does.
Shiver is a snowball-wielding Ixar, which is kind of contradictory, isn't it? Because, you know, they're cold-blooded and really shouldn't be around snowballs.
If Drell or Brenna is around, you're going to get snowballed.
Mm-hmm.
She has a never-ending supply of them.
I've still got a couple thousand in the bank.
Yes, thank you, Ekshiva. We love, you know, Shiver too, but damn, you know, I really wish he'd leave us alone, especially when I'm on the air for the first time.
Oh, a little snow is not going to hurt you.
Shiver, drop one down her dress.
Shut up. Don't make me pull out stories from high school.
Nah, we can do without the stories from high school.
Well, another reason why I know...
No, bring out stories from high school.
Okay, one story from high school. The reason why I knew he was going to drive me insane, ladies and gentlemen, was because I was in chorus with this gentleman. Oh, you ass. He did it again, but we're going to stop encouraging him and just leave it be. Anyways, so we were in chorus together, and basically our chorus director locked the main piano so that he would stop playing these particular tunes. I can't remember what one of them was, but...
Well, mostly it was from the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen. And I have to tell you that I developed a complete and deep loathing of the Rocky Horror Picture Show because... He would always be singing, let's do the time warp again. It's just a step to the left. And it's stuck in your head, and you're walking down the halls in high school, and you're humming this song, and you're like, what the hell am I singing? And you're like, ah.
Now, see, you would get along well with Xanadai, who in the channel right there is Akisha, because, well, her husband does the same thing to her.
It's not fun.
It is
ladies
fun.
No, it's not. It's called an earworm. It's an earworm, and it's a cause for annoyance. And he would do this all the time. And so there was this other piano that was in the stage area, which wasn't locked. And so he'd go in there, and he'd open it up, and he'd start playing this song, you know? and you're just like, oh my god, I think I want to die. I mean, I never saw the full Rocky Horror Picture Show until I actually, like, lived with him and he actually brought it out on VHS.
Well, when it actually was officially released.
Whenever.
Excuse me, I have to do another Luke and laugh just because I love torturing you.
Elklin, are you near him right now? Because he really needs to be slapped.
No, he's upstairs. I'm downstairs.
That is so unfair. Well, I'll ask you to save that for later when you can actually give him a dope slap, like Gibbs.
Besides,
because I know some people on the channel, in the channel we're talking about NCIS, a dope slap from Gibbs right upside the back of the head.
Besides, she wouldn't dare lay a hand on me, because
really?
Then she would have no honor.
Really?
Excuse me, I'm sorry for laughing so much, but damn, if you were living near me, I'd get in my car, drive over, and dope slap you.
I can see it now. Anne hangs up from the conversation, and about 15 minutes later... Oh, hi, Anne! Ow!
You evil bastard, you.
Oh, ho, ho! You see, you don't want to be slapping around the drunken dwarf. He likes it.
Yeah, you do.
He likes it.
Well, that's all well and good, but when you're actually slapping, you know, Jethel around, it's a completely different story.
Ow! No! Stop!
He actually likes it when you slap him around, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, uh-huh. By the way, why is everyone in the OGR channel saying hi to Domino? I'm not seeing her say anything in the channel.
She may be there and just be quiet.
Oh, she's hiding. Domino is the dev in charge of trade skills, by the way, in case you didn't know that.
Yes, I did know that from your last show because I watched it religiously, laughed my ass off, and basically said, ooh, I've got to do this more. And my housemate was like, what are you laughing at? My current housemate has no idea in regards to massive multiplayer online games, and no, I cannot addict him to these games because, well, it's just not his area. And basically he looks at the pretty pictures that I have running by my screen as I run around,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, ooh, that's nice. Why do you want to... What is that thing that you're flying on? And I'm like, it's a griffin. Oh, really? You guys get griffins? I'm like, no, it just gets me from point A to point B.
Well, you can get...
It's Renter Griffin.
Brenda Griffin, yeah. We can get you a magic carpet, by the way. They're pretty easy to get.
Well, that's all well and good for a level 26 lawn gnome who hasn't been in the game since 2000 and what, 6?
And that's another issue, is how are you feeling since you've come back?
Well, you've been out of Norath, I mean, EQ1 and EQ2, for basically, what, 3 years or so?
Roughly that, yeah. I've been playing EverQuest so long that I don't even remember when I started playing EverQuest, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, you were in beta for EverQuest 1, weren't you?
I came in right after beta, right after the game was released, because I wanted to get to my best friend. So a great big shout out to my best friend in the entire universe who got me addicted to EverQuest, made me play for like ever because I wanted to talk to her. Big shout out to Michelle, who also played Lambent, and who's part of the mythos with Jethel and Darkwind, but that's neither here nor there. So if you want to know more, you'll have to read, you know, the Jethel mythos.
Well, actually, you know what? There are very little of the Silverwings mentioned in my personal lore revolves around me, basically. I mean, I could expand out and involve everyone in the clan. By the way, folks, Silverwing is not Jethel's last name. It's a clan.
He was adopted. Yeah. Into the clan of Silverwing.
Right.
There's an idea for you.
So the Silverwings are a clan. Darkwind was the matriarch. She was the head of the clan. And now that she's basically disappeared into space and time, Jethel's taken over the clan.
But there's an idea for you, hon. You could do the lore of the Silverwings.
Well, I'd have to get the actual people involved because I really don't know a whole lot about their personal roleplay.
Well, work with Anne on it. Do a collaboration.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have to tell you straight up in the background, I have Zephissa Lawn Gnome actually kind of working on the unauthorized biography of Clan Silverwing and how they were manipulated into, you know, coming into their own with Jethel. So it's basically like a third person sort of thing. I started writing it as a whim, you know, saying, hey, I'm really bored at work. What can I do to stay awake? Oh, I got this story idea. Let's start writing.
So they were what? Coerced into what?
They weren't coerced, basically. They were manipulated.
Into?
Basically bringing about Jethel Silverwing from how the storylines all go. Okay.
I thought you meant that you coerced them into allowing me to be adopted. Okay.
I understand
what you're saying.
No, Zephissa didn't have that much power. Darkwind was pretty, you know, well, this is an orphan, we're all orphans, let's take this orphan in, enough said.
And then I went on to lead the Knights of the Holy Storm. And then I broke from them and I founded the Legion of Kithakor.
The Knights, I cannot tell you enough. I mean, the Knights... Those five founding members of the Knights of the Holy Storm really had some great ideas. And Darkwind came in to the Knights after the first sundering. Basically when like three of the founding members actually left. And, you know, there was Eltherion and Cetus, Cetis. Those were the ones who remained behind after the first sundering. And basically, you know, taught Darkwind, you know, the things that she needed to know. And, I mean, Cetus and Darkwind had a little dalliance outside of Blackburrow, you know, for a little while.
And what?
Dalliance.
Well, what is a dalliance?
She means she got it on in the bushes outside of Blackburrow. Ooh.
No.
Weren't you worried about being in knoll droppings or something out there?
Ew.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen.
They did it in knoll droppings!
Okay, what did Jethel say about you being disgusting?
Me?
Yeah, something about...
I don't like gross-out humor. I just don't like it.
Sorry.
It's not gross-out humor. It was nothing like that. It was kind of innocent, kind of sweet, kind of nice, kind of a dalliance. If you guys don't understand the word, I recommend Webster. Okay, go look it up on the internet. Look up dalliance.
Now, of course, if you like to write your story, your little dalliance story, we do actually have on Kithakor.org's forums, we do have the erotic library.
It wasn't anything like that.
A dalliance would not rate up on that. But.
Thank you.
Wolfie,
thank
you. No, Wolfie, in the channel there, the Knolls did not join in. Oh, this
Wolfie,
feels great.
You had
wait a minute. What the hell? Hey!
And you thought I was bad. I didn't go that far.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, if Darkwind was here right now, she'd basically be looking for Wolfie so she could shoot him in the ass. But we appreciate Wolfie. Yes, we do.
Oh, no! I see, now I wouldn't
have taken that part. This is the kind of audience I have, Anne.
I know that Wolfie is on our server, so I'll be happy to look him up a little later. And basically see if I can kick his ass if he's not, like, you know, level, I don't know, 125. If nothing else, I'll basically waggle my finger at him and say, you're a bad boy. But then again, this show is an entirely, you know, bad.
I know.
But anyways.
Moving on.
Moving along. Not to focus too much on the fans, because we do appreciate the fans.
Are you kidding? Conversations with the chat channel is half my show.
Wolfie's giggling. Well, I hope you giggle a lot, dude.
Okay, anyway.
But, yes. Moving along. So, as I was saying, the foundation for basically how I interact with the game really came from the Knights of the Holy Storm. Eltherion, great big shout out to him if he's still out in Atlanta. You know, two thumbs up to you, dude. You really led the Knights for a long time and really drove a lot of roleplay. Because in EverQuest 2, I mean, in EverQuest, the first EverQuest, I spent a very, very long time at level 20-ish because we spent so much time role-playing and not leveling. I mean, that's what we did. I mean, we spent tons of time in Kithacore Forest, in Rivervale, in Misty Thicket, in the Eye of Zorb, which ran between Misty Thicket and the Karanas.
East Karanas.
Yes, and all in that area. We spent a ton of time in the common lands where, you know, the Dark Elves could come out of their little, you know, hidey hole. Shout out to the Children of Darkness. You guys rock from EQ1, if you guys are still out there, still playing. I miss you guys.
Banish was in EQ2 for a while. I think they moved on to a different game, though.
Kinda That's like all the, well and good.
Kind of like the Knights of the Holy Storm are no longer the Knights of the Holy Storm. They moved to Vanguard and changed their name.
The Knights of the Holy Storm webpage is still out there. I went and looked it up last week, basically as a lockdown.
They're still active. Not as much as the heyday of EQ1, but they are still active on the Illiteracy Mars server, which still makes them the longest-lasting role-playing guild in EverQuest history. Thank you very much.
Knights of the Holy Storm rule. And the one thing that we did, which was most annoying to everybody else in the universe, but you know what? We don't give a crap, is doing shouts as we came into the, you know, Hail the Storm. We came into zones and shouted Hail the Storm. There'd be like, you know, 10 or 15 of us that would come into a zone and we'd shout Hail the Storm. Judy Van Sicklin, that's her real life name, actually still play. I do believe she still plays on EverQuest. She's a ranger. I got her addicted to EverQuest as well.
Yeah, we were both working for Empire.net at the time when she started playing. All three of us were at Empire at that time.
I remember.
Why does it always seem that it always takes some friend that you know that has gotten you addicted to this?
Well, a friend of a friend tells two friends, and so on.
Well,
and so,
Judy's boyfriend at the time. Is the guild leader in EQ1 now. Can't think of his name off the top of my head.
They're still together.
Oh, they're still together. I thought they broke up at one point. Maybe they did and they went
they
back
They did
together.
And came back together.
Okay, well,
whatever.
He's the active guild leader right now.
Oh, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, there's this curse rumor sort of thing that when three or more members of our guild actually physically meet in a location and actually see one another, that something catastrophic is going to happen. There'll be some split, some divide, something will happen.
Hey, look what happened after the Boston Fanfare.
Oh, God, the Boston Fanfare.
That was 2 months after the Boston Fanfare, the Knights of the Holy Storm pretty much shit themselves.
Well, you know, you can only spend so many time at level 20-something, 30-something before you basically go, hey,
I was level 50 for like 3 years. No, I was level 50 for like a year before I decided to, I sold out and I wanted my damn epic.
Ladies and gentlemen, Zephissa Lawn Gnome sold out and, went on to see what else there was to see, and I wanted to see the planes, I wanted to see the gods, I wanted to do raiding guilds, I wanted to do, you know, massive crowd control, that sort of thing. And, you know, I got my opportunity, and unfortunately, I would wish to give a shout out to that guild that gave me that chance, but unfortunately, it's blanked from my memory right now. But I remember...
It was Resilience, wasn't it?
No.
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 Well, I know the guild that I went to was Absolute Madness, and they disbanded.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have to get a shout-out. We have to get a shout-out to Feral, who's on Antonio Bayless' server right now, who basically introduced me to Jethel, and we ended up living together because we met one another, and we're like, hey, I know you, you know me. We went to high school together, you know, and so we started living together after that. After, a breakup that I had with my boyfriend at the time, sharing expenses. Anyways, nevertheless, moving along from that. But, you know, Feral basically introduced Darkwind and Jethel together and, you know, started this whole thing. So a big shout out to Feral. If you guys see him online, give him a big shout out and say, hey, how you doing? That sort of thing.
We love Feral. Feral's cool.
And Feral's been around like forever and a day because,
well, he was a Morte addicted... in EQ1.
Yeah, well, the thing is that I addicted them too. Along with, you know, all but one in the household. One in the household actually, you know, held out and didn't get addicted to EverQuest, but the other two did. You know, I should get bonus points for how many people I've addicted and how many people,
you know,
land
now.
It.
You can now with the invite a friend thing, but it's a little late for that.
Way too late for that. Got on my slash claims, I got veterans that go to 5 years and I get these little titles that come after my name and I keep looking at my name and I'm like, I ain't seen no title after my name yet. I'd like to talk about the guide program from EQ1.
You would?
Because you guys... Yeah, I would. I'd love to.
What would you want to do that for?
Because I was a senior guide. I'm not going to give away any secrets.
And Elquin was a guide.
You actually tried it for a little while. You tried to be an apprentice guide, but basically you cut bait and ran.
No, I applied, but I had too many typos.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jethel Silverwing is a typo-aholic.
Apparently, you can know the lore of the game backwards and forwards. You can play 40, 80 hours a week. You can be a great a PR person. You can love the game like no one else, but damn it if you can't spell words.
Well, it's called customer service, ladies and gentlemen. If you can't spell and, you know, the people you're talking to don't understand you and basically think you're completely retarded because you can't spell there or when or how, well, you know, it kind of does.
By the way, I do have to correct you on something. On the order of events, you and I got together as roommates before you met Feral. You got me into EverQuest long before Feral came in.
Maybe. Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, you're right. Moving along from that whole thought.
but I think as a whole, you and I both corrupted Feral and shoved EverCrack down his throat.
Moving along.
I love EverQuest. Love it.
No, I don't want to love EverQuest.
You must love EverQuest.
Anyway.
You're quite right. Thank you for reminding me that timeline issue. Woo.
No, because I met your former boyfriend on a chat room, I think on AOL or something like that. And
yes,
we got together
you.
For drinks or something like that. I came over and I happened to see your picture. I'm like, I know her.
Thanks for bringing that up, Jethel. I appreciate that. I was moving along from it, but
Sorry. You
had to bring it up. That's okay. You're quite right. Yes. Okay.
Moving on.
Wow. Yes. Talking about the EverQuest guide program, a big shout out to anyone who was a former guide, is currently a guide, you know. I spent 5 years in the program. And you know what? The one thing I really, really miss?
The pot?
I miss getting free upgrades. Those free upgrades were like the bomb. Because when I had come back to EverQuest and I had to start shelling out cash, I had sticker shock.
Well, that was when you pretty much stopped playing the game. Like, well, hell, if I got to start paying for it.
No.
I'm kidding.
No. But I was in the guide program for 5 years, which... You know, to be a guide for 5 years, I think the standard shelf life of a guide was maybe 18 months. And I think I'm stretching it. But, you know, I was on the Bertoculus server as a senior guide. And I really wish I could remember my mentor's name. It started with a Z, but unfortunately, it's like one of those things that get lost in the memory. But I started out on the Bertoculus server on EverQuest 1. I moved over to Drinal, D-R-I-N-A-L.
The moon.
And I was over there for a very long time. Worked with a good team. I had great guides. I had a great game master. Oh my God, I miss him so much. Joe, if you're out there listening, hearing anything, two thumbs up to you, dude. But the difference between Vertoculus server, which was one of the older servers, and going over to one of the new servers, I had a petition come in on when I moved over to Drunal. I had a petition come in, and I thought the person was actually pulling my leg. It was such a banal question. I don't remember what the question was, but it was such an easy, simple question that I was like completely skeptical. I'm like, somebody just typed slash petition, stupid question, you know? And so, you know, I did the customer service thing, you know, thank you for contacting, blah, 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 how can we help you? And they start talking, and I realize, wow, this is a brand new user compared to what I got over on Vertoculus. God bless all of the people who are on Vertoculus, but you guys were old, you were jaded, and you guys basically tore a hole in all your guide people who were volunteers. It made me really jaded when I came over to the new server. And actually having that refreshing sort of, this is a new player. Wow, you know, I actually went the, you know, extra yard, showed up, you know, showed them the neat armor that, you know, guides could wear, you know, that sort of thing that wasn't available, you know. Tried to fawn on them a little because, you know, you're like, wow, a new player. You got to kind of cultivate these little minds so they'll grow up big and strong and, you know, take over their own guild and, you know, raid and take over things. Because I was a guide before EverQuest 1 Kunark came out. And okay.
Sorry about that. So, it happens from time to time. Moving on.
I was talking about, you know, this new player that I had on Drunal compared to, you know, the Vertoculus server, which, you know, was older and jaded and, you know, you received a lot of complaints. And then I came into the guide program before Kunark came out, and I received my very first, ladies and gentlemen, very first FedEx package with, you know, the gentleman dressed in his little FedEx uniform, and I received my package, you know, from them that was the expansion set, and I installed it, and we guides actually got to go in and explore the zones first. We had to be hidden. We had those few commands, and we had to be hidden. We had to go in there, and I remember the first time I went into, oh, something labyrinth. It started with a V.
Velcator.
Was the ice one?
Velcator.
Yes. I went into Velcator's, right? And I thought there was a game glitch as I'm running up one of these ramps, because I ran up, and I skid right through this little triangle that they had, and I fell.
I know exactly where, like, you're talking about.
600 points of death. At 600 points, you know, and thankfully we had, you know, a lot of health as guides, because I'm just thinking, Jesus Christ, if I ran into this as a freaking player, I'd be bullshit. And there was GMs that were in the zone at the time, and I start saying, I think there's a gang glitch over here, and you know, that you got guides scrambling up, sliding into this little pit, falling down, and you're looking around, there's mobs around here, and you're like, shit, if you take damage down here, you're dead. You are D-E-D dead.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, and they start giggling.
Ha ha! We meant to do that!
I had GMs that were in the zone and realized, oh look, they found one of our features!
Yes. It's not a glitch.
Like, you guys are... It's a feature.
It's a feature.
And I was just like, you know what? I knew you game designers were, you know, like, evil, but I didn't know you guys were sadistic.
So
that's what.
So,
yeah.
So just allow me to state for the record.
They like doing stuff like that.
Yes, because they're game designers. They're supposed to be evil that way, going, hey, look what twisted thing I can come up with. God bless my little soul, and just see how they can figure out how to get around it.
They're all twisted and evil, except for Domino. God, we love Domino. You've done such nice things for the Trades Guild community.
You dropped a stream.
Again?
I guess so.
No, I'm still encoding here. If you're talking about back in the chat thing, that was like 5 minutes ago, right after you went to go have your cigarette. We're fine.
I wasn't gone that long.
We are.
We're on the air.
Live.
Okay.
Well,
so then
True Flight doesn't know what he's talking about.
We appreciate True Flight. God bless you and our guild. But that's basically my impression of the guild, of being a senior guide and a guide, because those customer service people, you know, we really try to do the best, and we got to balance between, you know, what the game objective is and what, you know, customer service is. And it's a fine line to walk, and walking that line. Hey, I ran into my own problem, you know, when I was a senior guide. I had to have my name changed because I went and changed some troll's name who was it was an offensive name, right? And so he complained all the way up the ladder to, like, Alan, and said that my name was offensive because his mother or somebody, you know, suffered from dementia.
And your guide name was Dementia.
My guide name was Dementia, okay? And so my little was up yours, buddy, was that I made my name Dementie, D-E-M-T-I, sans A. So I was Dementia. But everybody who saw my surname goes, oh, I get it. I'm like, so when I change your name, ladies and gentlemen, because your name is offensive, I take it seriously. God bless all those souls who used to fall asleep in Velkator's Labyrinth. Velkator's Labyrinth? The dragon. The labyrinth with all the dragons in it.
That would Kubar. Be Vashir, wasn't it?
Vashir, that's correct. God bless those who actually fell asleep at their keyboards. And I get petitions from their guildmates saying, so-and-so is unresponsive for blah, blah, blah. So I would take a little time, you know, to move them out of the way. And then this one guy, God, I can't remember his name, had actually petitioned for a surname change. So we gave him a surname change. And when I actually went to honor it, he was asleep at the keyboard again. So his name got changed to Sleeps a Lot, Moves Arounds a Lot, Snores a Lot, well, you know, for a couple of times. And then I actually gave him the name he asked for.
Got to explain why in EverQuest people ended up falling asleep at the keyboards lots of times, because the camps were long.
Yeah, we're talking. You didn't have instances like you do in EQ, too.
No. And usually a person, if a guild was after a named, they would take shifts of sitting and waiting for a spawn to show up and then calling everybody in for it. We're talking, you know,
hours.
Sometimes up to a week waiting for a spawn to come up. If you weren't sure what time the spawn, when last time you was killed. If you knew the last time a mob was killed, you could pretty much guesstimate when they'd be up again. But then you would have to fight other people for them. Contested mobs, of course. Everything was contested.
And then pray that the mob actually has what you're looking for. I will state again for the record, if the lore says Inaruk drops the piece, he should drop the damn piece!
No, he
didn't. How many times did we kill Inaruk looking for the last piece of the Ranger's epic? And he didn't have it.
Lots.
Tons. I did the same thing up in the Plane of Hate, killing that one guy over and over again.
I ended up paying for it. I paid for it. Norkel from, you know, he's in the Legion of Kithakor, but he's away right now, was up in the Plane of Hate doing something else, and someone had announced that the Ranger piece finally dropped. He immediately sends me a tell. Hey, this guy has the Ranger piece. He may want to sell it. I send a tell to him. How much you want for it? I will pay for it. And he wanted like 200 plat for it. Of course, in EverQuest 1, that's really not a whole lot of money nowadays. But I went out there and I got the plat.
And I paid for it.
And I paid for the piece and finally got my epic. Bastards.
Anyways.
And then soon after, our epic weapons became junk.
Thank you for that rant, ladies and gentlemen. We appreciate that you've, you know, had your frustrations and your moments, because I, who never obtained my epic weapon, you know, understand and empathize with your position, but we're moving along from this. Thank you. you want to do some shout outs for people who actually got, you know, did good things? Because Tempest Draconis just hit 30.
As a guild. Okay, the guild Tempest Draconis is now level 30. Let me get the...
And I need to walk away from the computer for just a second.
That's okay. We're going to take a little bit of a music break here. Let me give Tempest Draconis a guild ding. There we go. Nice little guild ding there. We're going to go ahead and take a little bit of a music break. I am going to sing I Love Hunting Gnolls. Let me get that up here. I Love Hunting Gnolls. There we go. So we'll get that going. We'll take a little bit of a music break. When we come back, we will be playing Where in Norrath is Cheez-It Nibble Buns. So, Elkman, why don't you go ahead and shut off your mic there, and I'll shut off the background music. There we go. And I hate to admit this, but yes, I still have to rely on my lyric sheets. So, kithacore.org/media. Sorry, folks, I just can't seem to remember, you know, the 150-some-odd songs by heart. See here, I Love Hunting Gnolls, lyrics, there we go. And I'm going to go ahead and sing the song that started it all, I Love Hunting Gnolls. From Kinos on a summer's day, something hit me from behind, started causing me pain. I turned around, what did I see? 10 of them coming at me. Had the head of a wolf and the body of a human, that's fine with me. Gonna take out my sword and start to beat them senselessly. Singing, I love hunting gnolls, the king is black pearl, then the split bar baby. I love hunting gnolls, take a little time and hunt with me. They say these lousy dark paws are all the same. All the shops in Kinos know my name. When my arrow supply is gone, then I'll be moving on. But I'll be back tomorrow afternoon, you'll see. Gonna bring my druid and shaman friends along with me. Singing, I love hunting gnolls, the king is black barrel, then the split bar baby. I love hunting gnolls, take a little time and hunt with me. Dark paws in my sight, he's looking for a fight. These furry little jerks get in our way, we'll take them, you'll see. March in the black pearl, raise some hell, yeah, with me. Singing, I love hunting gnolls, Vikita's black pearl, down to spit my baby. I love hunting gnolls, take a little time and hunt with me. I love hunting gnolls, Vikita's black pearl, down to spit my baby. I love hunting gnolls, take a little time, hunt with me. I love hunting gnolls, Vikita's black pearl, down to spit my baby. I love hunting gnolls, take a little time, hunt with me. I love hunting gnolls, Vikita's black pearl, down to spit my baby. I love hunting gnolls, take a little time, hunt with me. And because it's Den Mother's birthday tomorrow, we're going to go ahead and sing the Den Mom song.
Before I log into play, acting cool.
Acting cool.
I'll check for patch day updates. I'm a crafting fool.
Crafting fool.
What new wonders await in trade skill halls?
Trade skill halls.
Culinary delights within these walls.
Chef's salty balls.
Did my recipe books get altered late at night? Did they give? Did they take? Then Mom will show me right. Oh,
the Dan Mom has got it going on. In backpacks, writing for scrolls to come along. Recipes and more.
Trade skill got us 3'4". I'm always logging on to EQ Traders with Dan Mom.
Dan Mom has got it going on. The Dan Mom has got it going on.
Dan Mom, do you remember subcombines?
In your mind.
Alts for potions and sewing. Wasting time. Well, I wish we had those kits like an EQ1.
That was fun.
One touch, make or break. A click and you're done.
Very fun.
I get so lonely crafting by myself. Got Dan Mom on my mind, rolling pin wielding Melf.
The Dan Mom has got it going on. And backpacks writing for scrolls to come along. Recipes and more.
Trade skill got us 3'4". I'm always logging on to EQ Traders with
Dan Mom.
Got it going on. Oh, she's waiting and waiting. I'm always longing on to meet you, traders. Oh, we all love Dan Mom. What would we do without Dan Mom? Recipes and more. Train skill got us 3'4". I'm always logging on to EQ Traders with Dan Mom.
And what the hell, I'm just going to go ahead and continue on with Fippy Darkpaw. This is the version that I did all the music on. There we go.
Yay!
Ah, she's back!
Well, I saw him in Kinos outside the gate. I drew my sword, but the guards wouldn't wait to kill the Darkpaw. F-I-P-P-Y, Darkpaw. Well, I'm not dumb, but I can't figure why he keeps coming back, time after time. Fippy Darkpaw, F-I-P-P-Y, Darkpaw. Whoa, the Fippy Darkpaw. Well, I'm just starting out, can't figure what's up. He goes down faster than the little no pups. The Fippy Darkpaw, F-I-P-P-Y, Darkpaw. He's got a cool name and he's giving a shout. His death toll surpasses the Riverdale Trout. The Fippy Darkpaw, F-I-P-P-Y, Darkpaw. Oh ho, the Fippy Darkpaw. Started hunting just an hour ago. His suicide run really makes a great show. Avenging the pups, charging the gate. He should have got back up, but he couldn't wait. I don't know what he's thinking, just seems a waste. A no kebab waiting on his unhinged chase. Fippy Darkpaw, F-I-P-P-Y, Darkpaw. Oh, hold it, Fippy Darkpaw. Around, I hear barking sounds. He falls to the ground. can't take a hint, he can't read the signs. The guards lay him out, time after time. Fippy Dark Paw, F-I-P-P-Y, Dark Paw. Nose will be nose and guards will be guards. Look, he just fell again to a level 3 bard. Fippy Dark Paw, F-I-P-P-Y, Dark Paw. Yeah, the little nose brain is really a mess. Some kind of death wish keeps it coming, I guess. I'm moving on, I'll be back someday. He'll be turned to getting killed till they cancel this game. He's got no further story and no further lore. The dev team must have been really, really bored to make the Dark Paw. F-I-P-P-Y, Dark Paw. Whoa, whoa, the Fippy Dark Paw.
Rather than letting that go on for the next 45 minutes, we're going to take a few more songs here. Well, since we were talking so much about the Knights of the Holy Storm, I'm going to go ahead and play the Knights of the Holy Storm song. And
Fibby rules! Fibby rules!
Yeah, Fibby Dark Paw!
The force of good has rode across the lands of Norrath. They drove out the shadows and darkness. They were there when hate broke loose and claimed Kithakor's forest. They stood tall and cleansed the Karanas of plague. When Freeport fell in darkness, when the ground rendered, when Luckland shattered, they rode forth and brought hope to the lands. And that's why today I'm proud to say there's a storm rolling in from the ocean of tears.
The Knights of the Holy Storm.
There's thunder when they march and lightning on their shield.
The Knights of the Holy Storm.
With sword and steel, they brought hope to Kinos. The plague of the Karanas brought mists and swarms. From giants to dragons, all meet justice from
the Knights of the Holy Storm. The Knights of the Holy Storm, they ride from the ocean of tears with wisdom, power, and light. The Knights of the Holy Storm. The Knights of the Holy Storm, they ride from the ocean of tears with wisdom, power, and light. The Knights of the Holy Storm.
When good people tremble in the dark of night,
the Knights of the Holy Storm.
The clouds break through with a bolt of light,
the Knights of the Holy Storm.
The judgment and cleansing brought down on Mistborn. A call cries above, they've been forewarn. The evils of Norrath shall not soon forget all the unity of Norrath.
Hail the storm! Ocean of tears with wisdom, power, and love.
Okay, well, before we go any further here, folks, it is Dead Mother's birthday this week.
Yay!
And so we have... Oh, wait, do I hear something at the door? Come on in, guys!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
Ah, yes. Birthday for Den Mom. What would we do without Den Mom? Probably a lot of research by ourselves.
We'd be crafting alone in the dark.
In the dark by ourselves. Oh, so sad.
Dead Mom, save us!
A cry was heard in the darkness.
She has been a busy little halfling this week.
Yep, she's been tired
and busy.
Yep, she's been preparing for the next expansion.
Lots of things coming. She just got a write-up, too.
Yeah, I saw that in the official EQ2 forums in the community area. Lots of stuff coming, and I can't wait to try it all out.
Woohoo!
See, we need stuff happening.
Yay! Stuff!
We like stuff.
More stuff! We need more stuff!
Stuff rocks.
Woohoo! I thought rock rocks.
Yeah, well, rock, of course, rocks.
Okay.
The small inanimate rock. Yay, rock.
You haven't played the Ding and Guild yet,
right? What's that?
We had a Ding and Guild. Silver Mace. Level 25, Paladin.
Yay!
Yay, Silver Mace. All right, let me give him the ding. There we go. Congratulations. See, I'm on Cheez-It right now, so I can't see that.
Ah.
Wait a minute. God damn it, what did I do with it?
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
I don't know either. I wasn't there at the time.
That's what they all
but
say.
That's what he's... Why he's looking for the button? I forgot what I was going to say.
That's all right. Because, ladies and gentlemen, it's time once more to play that ever-popular game, Where in Norrath is Cheez-It Nibble Buns?
Is he creeping Ralph Freeport, Kellethan, or Kinos? A stabby freak for Tonga that everybody knows. Real thin inside your pack tags and run off with your cheese. Tell me where in Norrath is
Cheez-It Nibble Buns.
All right, folks, it's time for Where in Norrath is Cheez-It Nibble Buns. You all know the rules, but I'm going to run them down anyway. We're going to play a little game of 20 questions. And basically, you guys want to ask questions and narrow down to the specific zone. And then within the specific zone, where he is can be found on a map. Is a point of interest on a map, and we need to narrow it down to where he is. So,
and you guys need to do your guesses in the Guck OGR channel. That's GUK.OGR. Don't send me tells.
Okay, Masu.
Of course they can't because I'm on Crema.
Masu is saying that he's down on Lucy Lane in South Kinos. No, I'm sorry, he's not right now. People want to know if he's near water. Yes, he can see water from where he is. They're getting
careful.
Specific. They're getting specific. Is he near a body of water large enough that will require a boat? Yes. He is near the ocean right now. Matter of fact, he can see a boat. Oh, damn, I've said too much.
Oh, no. Yeah, but which boat? Ha ha.
Ha ha! Ha ha! Well, folks, you gotta ask the questions. Ask the questions. The questions that no one else would dare to ask. Whoever guesses where he is correctly gets random swag from Online Gaming Radio.
Is it an airboat or is
and
it a
please,
water boat?
And please, folks, I'm gonna ask if you've already won. If you've already won, please don't. Let's give someone else a chance.
Aww.
Let's give somebody else a chance. So if you've already won, please don't guess. And let's see if we can see if we can narrow this down.
There's nothing to stop him from helping other people, but...
Right. Okay, they want to know if he's in Butcher Block. He is not in Butcher Block.
Did he have to take an airboat, or did he have to take a waterboat?
No, wait. You can't ask. You're...
Oh. Howdy.
It is a waterboat, by the way.
Okay.
Let's see here. He is not in Seeking Sands. Sorry, folks. I passed the name and the addresses on. I don't actually ship the stuff out. I'll poke the folks at Online Gaming Radio. He's not in Butcher Block. He is not in Lava Storm or Everfrost.
Thank you, Lyra.
Let's see. He is not in South Freeport by the Scout Guild. Wow, that is specific, isn't it? Where in Norath is Cheez-It Nibble Buns?
Don't get that song stuck in my head, thank God.
He will.
No, he won't. I'm not listening to the show right now, so I'll be safe for a little while.
There's always podcasts.
Is he sneaking down the road? Does the body of water have a boat across it? Yes, they're actually both. There are boats and bells.
Gah.
Is he sneaking out of Freeport? No, he is not in Everfrost or Lava Storm. And no, he's not in Everstorm or Lava Frost. Now there's him, a zone I'd like to see. Lava Frost?
Lava Frost?
We've already established he is near some docks.
Come on, Rangers, get out there with your, you know, slash, you know, trace or, you know, pathfinding ability. Come on.
He's not on the Common Land docks. He is not in Intonica. He is not on the Thundering Steps. Where in Norath is Cheez-It Nibble Buns? He is not in the Village of Shin. That was actually a couple of months ago. Wait a minute. Where the hell am I? I forgot what I am.
Flash Loke.
So now I am here. And we have a winner. Actually, no, we don't quite have a winner. HUD has guessed the right zone. Now, where is he? He is in the Krylon Plains, which used to be called the Dreadlands.
Dun, dun, dun. Who came up with the surname Nibble Buns?
Well, that was me, of course.
Oh, there we go. Enough said.
So, yes.
Moving along.
Where the hell am I? I think we have a winner. But damn it, I can't remember where the hell I am.
Head's got it.
That's a ranger for you.
Drake's Landing.
Okay, yep. So who said it first? That would be...
On test.
Taija. Taija on the test server has guessed correctly.
Yay, Taija!
He's in Dreg's Landing in the Krylon Plains. I tried to get him somewhere a little more specific, but for crying out loud, I can't go anywhere without getting killed around here.
Aww.
You wouldn't believe the things that Jethel does to me! Get me the heck out of here, will ya?
Oh, wait till I take you out again.
Jesus. I don't wanna die!
Well, to make it up for HUD, you need to yank out the trade skill ding. He made 72 armor.
72 armor. Well, congratulations, HUD. Let's give him the trade skill ding. Which is not very dramatic, like I keep pointing out. Maybe they need to change that sound. It's just kind of a bling.
Well, I think they keep it sort of low-key and stuff, so it doesn't scare the other trade skill people, you know?
It's like trade
skill.
Can you
imagine
skill.
Just... And all of a sudden, you hear this loud banging, dinging next to you. You'd be jumping all over the place.
So, you know, you're using the saw. It's like... Bang! Oh, my hand! I've lost my thumb!
We had enough blood in the trade skill areas when we first started out. Remember?
Why?
People were dying left and right by the forge and by the...
when we walked up,
chemistry
up
tempest.
The hill with both, you know... Snowing both ways with no shoes, bricks in our pockets. You know, we understood this sort of thing. Nowadays, people who do trade skills need to understand that their lives are easier and shut the hell up about the...
And our trade skill lives are easier because of Domino. Thank you, Domino! Woo, Domino! From the test server! Woo!
Woohoo, Domino!
I still need to write a Domino song.
Domino just kicks ass. That could be the name of a song. Domino kicks ass. What the hell would I do it to? I don't know. Anyway.
You'll figure it out.
So, Tyja from the test server, what you want to do now is send me an in-game mail to Jethel on the Antonia Bale server, giving me your real mailing address. I won't share it with anyone except for the folks at Online Gaming Radio who are going to be sending you random swag.
Now, who he'll be poking.
I will
random
be
swag!
I will poke them. I will go, hey, I've given you a list of addresses. Oh, okay. I should have it now. All right. Very good, then. I will pass that information along, and I will poke the folks at Online Gaming Radio and go, hey, I've given you a list of addresses. Let's either, you know, let's get it out there, or I'm going to have to stop offering it.
Pokety, poke, poke, poke. Poke.
Stabby!
Stabby!
Speaking of stabby, I think that t-shirt you got for sale is kind of funny.
Oh, yeah, if you go to
Kithacore... Stabby t-shirts. Can you believe that?
If you go to Kithacore.org, Kithacore.org, you're going to see a link there on the left to visit the store, help support Kithacore.org, and get stuff at the same time. And I've got some t-shirts and mugs and stickers and magnets. Of course, the Drunken Stein is probably, I think, the funniest thing I got there. It's got a level indicator on it. Starting at the top, good to go. Little more, still okay. You get toward the center, nobody panic! Then get lower than the, uh-oh! And then, where's the ale wench? And then at the bottom, Dwarven alert, bring more ale!
More ale.
And then, of course, we have t-shirts that just say, Stabby!
And the brass at brass.com, or the, is it thebrass.com?
Yes, it's thebrass.com, also has a site going with a lot of her artwork.
Cartoons and artwork on them, yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's got some nice stuff there. Oh, apparently, they're running a St. Patrick's Day sale with the store that myself and Brass are going through. $4 off t-shirts.
Cool.
Yay!
There we go. $4 off t-shirts.
You know, I was just looking at my Facebook page. It seems like Sony is looking for a community manager.
Ooh.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, well, well. Oh, and I've just been informed by Lyra from Restoration, everyone's favorite not Frostfell elf. She's not a Frostfell elf, you know. That Restoration dinged to 68 yesterday. So congratulations to Restoration. We're going to keep it in here. There we go. Congratulations. And by the way, I have the Cowapult ready. Who do we want to shoot it at this week?
Me.
You.
Might as well.
All right. You ready, Elkman?
Sure.
Crank her back. And go! Missed. Just a little bit. Just a little bit off, though. I think we hit Feral.
Well, the thing
who
is,
who lives in
so
the next town over?
A couple of towns over now. Feral moved.
Oh, that's right. He's in Nashua now.
Yes. If you're not familiar with New Hampshire, it's in the south.
You can fit 5 New Hampshires in the state of Washington.
Shut up.
I know you can.
Stop whining about your weather.
I'm not complaining about the weather. I'm complaining about the fact that it takes me 4 hours to get to anything interesting in the state. You can't drive for 4 hours in New Hampshire and still be in the state.
Yes, you can.
Well, if you
gotta drive north.
And slowly.
No. It takes 5 hours to get to Canada.
From
even driving my speeds.
Wow, that must... And you drive at time warp speeds.
Let's do the time warp again. So let's talk about how my impressions of coming back to EverQuest 2 after, you know, like 3 years.
Very well, if you must.
Very well. Well, you know, keeping some sort of track of what we're doing. Because you know how important that is to me.
Elkwin, she wants me to be organized. Okay, so what are your impressions of the game coming back 3 years after the fact? I mean, I believe when you left, a ranger could actually solo Grimfeather if they were high enough level.
According to you, that is correct.
At level 80 now, I cannot solo Grimfeather.
You did provide me with that information, so when I went over to the Thundering Steps as my poor little, you know, fey character, I kept looking around over my shoulder, where's Grimfeather? That little shit.
Okay, I can tell you exactly where he spawns. When you go into the main Griffin Fields, there is a crater with gnolls in it. Just as you enter that big area, he circles that area.
Okay, I will know to avoid said area, because it reminded me a lot of the times that we were in EverQuest 1 going through the Karanas.
North Karana.
And basically going, oh my god, watch out for Frost Giants and watch out for Grimfeather, because those deleted expletives will and get you dead.
And he's huge! He's huge!
He's ginormously big now. And of course, you know, if I ever go into EverQuest 1, just on a whim, just to see what they've changed, because they have changed things in EQ1. There are a couple of things I must do. One thing is killing Grimfeather.
You keep saying that. In EverQuest 1, we had a hit list. Basically, when we got to a high enough level that should be crossed through a zone, we would seek out said NPCs and just annihilate them. Simply because they killed us or our friends so many times.
Mm-hmm. Door
in those
must
zones.
Die. Door must die.
Door?
And
Who's door?
In North Row?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember North Row.
Oh,
yeah,
I didn't hunt North Row, so I'm not sure who you're talking about.
Yeah, I remember. Gix must die too, Hud.
Gix, yes.
So, two thumbs up, Gix. Every single time I crossed through that zone, Gix was my bitch.
Dragoon Trixel.
Oh, yeah, Gix. I kicked his butt so many times after I got the level, I actually waited in the zone for him to respawn so I could kick his butt again.
You were camping him, all right.
Not that he ever gave me anything interesting.
Of course not. Except maybe a rash.
But coming back to EverQuest 2 after being gone for 3 years and finally having a machine that could, you know...
No. I need to correct Xanador. Xanador, Holly Windstalker was not dead or evil in EverQuest 1.
No, but she is one of the types... that people go after in EQ2 now.
Well,
yes.
Holly is completely misunderstood. Holly was murdered, if you read the lore, Holly was murdered by trappers and poachers for upholding the code of Kithakor. So technically, Holly Windstalker is a martyr to the Legion of Kithakor. So I will never fight her. I don't care if she drops the most uber thing in the world. On Jethel, I will not fight her.
Zephissa's kicked her ass. You
know what was really funny? When we were doing the I Walk Alone video for Elquin, when we first got into EQ1, you know, we had this scene with her just walking along the road in Antonica. Of course, what people don't see on the video is immediately after we cut that scene, Holly Windstalker is walking right behind us. But we were just out of aggro level. It was kind of funny.
Yeah, it was funny.
I remember seeing that video for the first time. I thought it was really cool.
Of course
Kind of boring, but cool. Because it's just a single person walking along the paths of,
well,
you know, Antonica.
Not every video can be Narathian badass. Because my video, of course, rocks. But.
I'm just saying. That was the first time I saw it. I'm like, okay, that's good.
And
great footage.
And I will state for the record, all the new videos from Kithakor.org, I appreciate everyone telling me what great videos they are, but they're Elquins. I write the songs. She does the video. She's far better at it than I am.
Yes, she is. Aww, and far more patient. More patient.
My videos tend to resemble wrestling entrance entrance videos. They're just highlight reels set to music.
But Elkman does the music videos.
I have to basically go back to earlier in your show when you're talking about, you know, moments in WWE. I'm basically, the only reason why I ever followed wrestling was because of him. And I don't follow it anymore because the person that I was actually interested in is no longer wrestling. But I have to tell you, if Steve Austin came back, there would be a whole new WWE. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
He's being inducted into the Hall of Fame this year.
Well, congratulations, but he needs to get his butt back.
Unfortunately, Stone Cold Steve Austin did suffer a real neck injury.
Yes, and I understand he will never come back. I understand that, but I'm just saying, if he ever did come back, he kicked butt.
Oh, definitely.
And you wouldn't have anything to complain about.
Oh, yeah. Because the world of professional wrestling is poorer for him being injured. That's for sure. Him and China both. I think China can really kick some ass in the women's division.
China. Okay, moving along.
Moving along.
Okay, talking about EverQuest 2, coming back to it.
All right, coming back to EverQuest 2.
It is awesome. Especially with having a machine that can actually run the graphics, listen to the music, look at the water, that sort of thing. I never played a really low-end model machine before, but I tried to come back to EverQuest late 2008, but the laptop that I was using at the time, unfortunately, just simply couldn't handle it because, you know, ATI sucked. I'm sorry, was that my outside voice?
I feel the same way about ATI. Don't get me started.
Yeah, well, the new machine that I actually bought, I made sure was not an ATI card. It has an NVIDIA card, which will update the drivers, because Dell sucks. I'm sorry, outside voice again. Because Dell didn't up their drivers for the mobility card that I have since 2004, ladies and gentlemen. Moving along from this fact, not that I'm bitter and holding on to it very much. Yes, I am. Moving along. I have to tell you that looking at the game, listening to it, watching the spell effects, I was completely floored coming back to the game. And the fact of compare and contrast between what we had in EverQuest 1 and what we had in the early days of EverQuest 2, and what the graphic designers have done, the game masters have done, the designers have done. With my new character, who's a rogue, almost every level that I've achieved with her has been exclusively through quests. And when I first started EverQuest 2, coming from EverQuest 1, where basically you had to do the whole grind, it was a bit of an adaptation that I had to do from EverQuest 1 into EverQuest 2, where, you know, grinding the levels, whereas you should really just play the quests. Was a bit of a new phenomenon for me. Coming into being gone for a while and playing the actual quests that they have available to you. And then, of course, having the little, you know, experience bumps that I can get because, you know, I've been playing for more than 5 years. You know, those little veterans things you can get really helped me a lot to, you know, achieve 26. I got level 26 in my rogue in less than 7 days, which I thought was completely impressive. So much so that I had people who wouldn't make me armor until I actually got after level 20 because you just level so fast. Mm-hmm. And I still have a feeling that when I go back to my rogue and play some more, that even with my enchanter, Zephissa, I'm still going to level well until I get to probably about 40, and then I'm going to have to really start, you know, working hard at it. Not to say that they should be balancing the lower levels. Thank you very much.
Actually, they just recently actually made it very easy to get... What was the level range, Elkwin? They made it easier to go from 1 to 50, something like that?
1 to 70. 20 to 70.
From 20 to 70 is much easier than I had it.
Well, you know, those people who have actually stuck by the game and played it religiously, you know what? Playing a ranger on EverQuest 1, a wood elf ranger on EverQuest 1, I have to go back and run over this topic again. You know what? Suck it up. That's all I have to say, because I don't think anybody has ever had it as hard as a Wood Elf Ranger in EverQuest 1. I don't. I still don't. I never will. They had us way, way over. Anyways, I will let that
one go.
What made
it worse was if you joined a group, your penalty went to the group, too. You screwed it for everyone.
No shit. I remember, because I was a Wood Elf Ranger, never being able to get a group. But as soon as I brought out my Enchanter into any of those zones, everybody wanted me. I was like, even if I wasn't LFK, you know, I was basically like, you want to join a group? Want to join a group? Come on, join a group. You want to join us? Come on, come on, come on. It's like, you know what? Stop with the whole seduction thing. I'm fine already. I'm doing fine on my own.
And this whole thing with the Rangers and the experience deficit and stuff like that is exactly why I'm now a solo Ranger. I mean, you couldn't find groups, so I said, screw it. I'm just going to do it on my own.
I agree wholeheartedly. I know when you started out and, you know, you selected your class and race.
Actually, you selected my class and race because you said that the Ranger was the best way to learn the game because it had a little of everything.
That is very, very true. Plus the fact that you had the whole, you know, being able to do tracking. Mm-hmm. That is a huge bonus. And the fact that rogues now can actually track made me a little peeved. But you know what? Playing a rogue now, I shut up and just moved along from it. I'm able to let these things go.
You know what quest line would really piss you off?
Oh, who knows?
To get the rain collar.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Should we tell her why, Eloquent, or just let her find out on her own?
Shut
she
up. Tell
have
me.
A ranger, so she won't. Well,
yes,
yeah.
I have a ranger.
Well, but you don't have to be a ranger.
She doesn't have to be a ranger to do it because it's a heritage quest.
Right,
yeah.
but that's not
You're
what I'm talking
me.
About. I'm talking about the fact that all of the Ranger Guildmasters from EQ1 have become vampires under the service of Mistmore. I told you it would piss you off. I mean,
okay.
you go out during this quest and you're meeting with all the old guildmasters from EQ1. It's like, God, I remember these guys. How you doing, guys? Stuff like that. And then you come to the end of the fucking quest and they attack you.
Okay, that's.
I mean,
you know what?
And that is
I
the entire
the
point.
Storyline.
And that is the entire point behind the guild, the Guardians of the Fade Arc.
God. What? I understand. I have to go back to the fact that I understand where the storytellers are going. I understand how they got there. And I appreciate their plot line. Nevertheless, I think it's a load of bullshit.
But at the same time, you bastards!
Yes, because I have to say that Silverwing fought so long. Clan Silverwing fought so long against Mistmore and Crushbone that I'm sick with the fact that you actually have to fight old rangers from Kellithin. Oh, that's disgusting. That is
Kellithin
anyways,
and Sherfall. Yeah.
We're moving along from that because I don't even want to get into that fact because it's just going to make me more upset with the whole game.
Well, speaking of Crushbone, you know that Crush is still around, right?
Oh, good, so I can finally get enough levels and go kick his butt.
Now
I hate it.
They're asking what quest line. It's the quest line
for the
to
rain
get
collar,
the rain collar bow, the heritage quest.
Let me look that up.
The Fae, Battle of the Fae.
Yeah, I think it's Battle of the Fae, something like that.
And the other thing that irritates me is that other classes can do it. I can understand having heritage quests.
Yeah, that pissed
God,
me off.
Bless their soul, but no. I'm sorry, we Wood Elf Rangers have suffered. Suffered. If you were at the start of the game and EverQuest 1, right, and you went through EverQuest until they actually did the balancing after Kunark came out for I don't know how long before they were doing their next module to come out, you know, you suffered. And not only you suffered, but everybody who ever grouped with you suffered. I think...
Stuck into us.
Anyways... Moving along from that, looking at the game now, you know, I'm in the guild hall, and I remember when you first gave me the tour, Jethel, and you brought me up to the actual gathering area, and I saw all the little flutter pies, all the butterflies floating around. I said, that was so cool. And then I actually went out and I watched sunrise, and I actually watched Lucklin Rise, Lachlan. And I thought, you know, this is the coolest thing since sliced bread. You know, actually seeing all of those graphics. And a little tie-in here for Zephissa, that, you know, she's looking for a way to get back to the plane of knowledge. I understand that it's not necessarily possible because, well, you know, the plane of knowledge was destroyed, but I think that's a load of crap. I think it's a load of crap. That much power, that much knowledge. No way.
Well, the gods taketh and the gods take it away, yeah?
Well, that's
what your damn Uber guilds get for fighting the gods.
Well, you know, there's so much... It was so fun! After I left a role-playing guild, you know, I had a ton of fun playing in roleplay because I actually came from text-based online games. Muds, mushes, moos, mucks, that sort of thing. That's where my role-playing experience came from, where we had no graphics, where we had to paint all of our pictures, you know, for where we were going to go. And coming over to playing massive multiplayer online games and, you know, teaching, we actually did classes on, you know, role-playing and not how to power play and that sort of thing. You know, we did, Lambert and I did our bit and for, you know, King and Country and so forth. And then finally, you know, after the last big severing from the KHS, you know, we went our own way. I went my own way. And I wasn't really playing my Ranger anymore. I was really exclusively playing Zephissa and trying to get her levels up. And getting into a quasi, I mean, not one of the hardcore guilds, especially from EverQuest 1. The hardcore guilds were like... You're looking over the requirements for it, and you're just like, Jesus Christ, I actually have a life. You know, it's a monarch of a life, but, you know, you guys don't have one. God bless your souls, because you did a lot for, you know, expanding our knowledge and everything. But I did a quasi raiding guild, and, you know, we raided every weekend, that sort of thing. And being a part of that teamwork... based on simple, you know, text messages and that sort of thing. And knowing that, especially as an enchanter in EverQuest 1, which would be a coercer here for crowd control, you know, knowing that if you lost control of one or two of the mobs that you were controlling, you were headed for a guild wipe. I mean, a raid wipe. Your entire raid was gone. And you're going to have to... everybody form up again. It's going to take at least an hour, and then you're going to have to rebuffs and blah, 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 blah. And nowadays with EverQuest 1, you know, I haven't been on a raid. I haven't been on a raid, so I don't know what it's like. But basically playing in the character that I have been, you know, in the groups that I have been, I can say that it's a lot easier. When I first found out about EverQuest, and you know, you're going to have these little bubbles that tell you how much concentration you have, I'm like, Jesus Christ, how can you possibly play this game when I need to stack multiple, you know, buffs and keep multiple buffs going, and I only have this amount of concentration? How the heck am I going to be able to accomplish this? And basically learning the entire way they revamped the system for EverQuest 2, I think was a vast improvement. I mean, again, I have to say straight up, I haven't been on raids. Want to go on raids, don't get me wrong. I really, really want to go on raids. But I think that it's better. I mean, I don't know if chain healing is a big thing. I mean, I remember... you know, the whole countdown for chain healing in EverQuest 1 when we were in the, we were doing the big snake head things because we needed to get a key to get to a, to get our key to get to another plane. I can't remember what it is now. But controlling these big snake head guys so you could kill this guy so everybody could get their key, you know? I just remember the camaraderie that I felt with my fellows. You know, you're in a group of 70 people and you're all in the same task. That's what I kind of miss. I miss seeing that assembled group, you know, panning back, looking back and saying, Jesus Christ, we are all here for the exact same thing. And, you know, if one of us screws up, we're all screwed. So let's all stay focused and get this job done. I don't know in EverQuest 2 if you have that same sort of feeling or not. So feel free to discuss that amongst yourselves now.
Well, I haven't been in a full raid. I've been in one that was a few groups. And just this past week, I took my first trip into the new Plane of Fear. It's actually called the Shard of Fear. I don't know why it's a shard and not a plane, but anyway. We did fairly well with one group in the Plane of Fear. Had a good time. Of course, you still can't break in without getting killed.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, I know you can. It's all right. You go through the gate, it's like, hey, look, an imp! Ah! Because it's raining blood.
There is only one imp there compared to having to break in and run to the left of the west wall. And
fetid hags whatever they were in EQ1.
It's a piece of cake nowadays to get in. You have one mob you got to contend with.
Yeah, the Plane of Fear, the Shard of Fear, I should say, is a one-group instance now. When it first started, wasn't it a full raid guild or something? A full raid instance or something like that? But I don't know.
I don't think so.
But the Plane of Hate is a 24-man raid.
That's another difference between EverQuest 1 and 2 is the size of the raids. Four groups and you're good. In EverQuest 1, it was what? How many groups? Tons of people?
At least. I mean, the least raid that I ever went on, and again, I was in a quasi-guild, was a minimum of 7. Seven of 6 people or 5 people. At least. And we enchanters always got stuck in a group with a druid who could barely heal. Not that I'm bitter.
Not at all. The last raid I can remember being in EQ1 was Plane of Honor. There was some kind of a nasty dragon that we had to spawn in one of the things. We had, the entire room was filled with characters. And it took 4 hours for us to get set up for this thing. We finally spawned the dragon, and he kicked our ass so badly. And that was it for me. Of course, there is also my favorite tale of the 7-hour corpse run in Plane of Fear.
corpse runs. God, in EverQuest 1, corpse runs. Come on, ladies and gentlemen. You're up in the Plane of Hate.
The situation, they were either horrible or really funny. Because I remember the Knights of the Holy Storm raiding Mistmoor. And of course, God, what was his name? Simeric? Simeric,
yes.
He was a high elf, a very noble high elf, and blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
And I was dragging his corpse from the graveyard all the way up to the front of the zone. And he's like, be careful with my corpse, my precious, whatever. And I emoted back into guild chat that I was making sure to hit every rock. sorry about your head there, pal.
sorry I dented your helm. But ladies and gentlemen, the funniest, the absolute funniest, in EverQuest 1, the funniest raid wipe I have ever, ever been on. And we didn't wipe out the entire raid, but we wiped out enough of it that it was significant. It was the first time we went into the Plane of Hate. We went into the Plane of Hate to go after Inaruk, and my best friend's cat, she had a bunch of hotkeys set up.
Oh no.
And her cat walked across the keyboard.
Oh no.
And 3 groups were wiped out almost instantaneous, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
and
no.
I got on the phone with her. I'm like, what the heck just happened? She goes, Sophie's out of the room. She's never allowed back in. And I'm removing every single cat. Because this exact same cat twirled us around like crazy and sent us off the cliffs as we were running up to that castle. I can't remember the name of it in EverQuest 1. Twirled us around like little pixies and just ran us right off and boop, down that hill. But yeah, that was impressive. That wipe. And I couldn't stop laughing. And everybody was like, what the hell just happened? And I'm like, a cat. A cat who's lucky she's not dead. Who's still alive and well. Sophie's still alive and well. I got a report on her just last week in regards to her health. But that made me very cautious in regards to my dog being near me and my laptop while I'm playing. I'm like, the last thing I need that dog to do is hit the wrong button and get me killed, because then I'll just have to basically try not to kill my dog.
Dog's gonna die. Oh, God. Anyway, we're coming up on the end of the show here. Is there any shout-outs you want to give that you haven't already given? You've given a lot tonight.
Well, there's just, from playing the game so long, there's just so many people out there, you know, the former GMs, the current GMs, guide staff, current customer service.
Are there guides in EQ too?
What I heard from...
Oh, yes. What the hell am I talking about? I have a screenshot of you standing next to
a guide. It's just the guide program's totally different, so yeah, they do different things now.
I'm glad, because handling first-level customer service sucks. The former guides out there, you guys were awesome. KHS, if you're still out there anywhere and listening to the show, you guys rocked. LOK, you know, Jethel, Elquin, you guys totally rock. And of course, my best friend who got me completely addicted, Lambit, Michelle, you rock. And of course, who still plays Farrell, who's over here, you know, he totally rocks too. So thanks.
What about Perlequin? Is he still around anywhere?
Perlequin does not play on EverQuest. He plays on, you know, that Warcraft thing.
Sorry, I had to go into convulsions there. Oh, by the way, I just want to say, Elquin and I, for the last week, have enjoyed the trial of Warhammer Online. And I want to thank Brass from thebrass.com for sending us the friend invite on that. And her husband, of course. I found it... I have nothing bad to say about Warhammer Online. I'll say that. I have nothing bad to say about it. The only thing I had a problem with was it was just so Warcraft-ish. And of course, that's basically because of Warcraft, World of Warcraft, or Warcraft in general, ripped off Warhammer so badly when they decided to make their game based on the Warhammer tabletop games. So the lore is very much the same. The character tunes look very much the same, but it's also a growing trend that I really despise, that ever since Warcraft came out, every MMO I've seen or that I've tried now has the same UI, now has the same interface, and it's Warcraft's.
I have to tell you straight up that when you're talking about massive multiplayer online games, there's only so much you can do. There really is. EverQuest, when they started, they really launched a phenomena that everybody's been playing catch up to get. I mean, I know we all briefly went over to Warcraft.
I deny everything.
Shut up. I know you were over there, because I was. And I had to tell you that it was, you know, that really got me exposed to playing based on quests, you know, and not trying to grind levels. And I have to give them a little bit of kudos for adapting me to how EverQuest plays. To be honest, in my opinion, which is not associated with Sony Online Entertainment at all, that they stole that idea from EverQuest 2, is basically being quest-based, because that's what EverQuest is now, is really quest-based. That's where you get your biggest kudos and biggest experience bonuses.
I mean, if you want to, you can go out and hunt and kill and stuff like that, but it really doesn't get you as far as completing quests.
That's very true. I would agree wholeheartedly with that. You get much bigger kudos, you get much... the achievement point system? Oh my god, the achievement point system. I didn't even touch on that. I think is awesome. It's great. I mean, just looking at the scope, depth, and what the Legion of Kithacor has accomplished with their guild hall, and looking at you know, all the spectacular stuff that you can actually do that's completely outside of hunting and questing.
Have you gone out to take a look at the Tier 3 halls out in the harbor? Or I should say out in Antonica?
I have refrained because I didn't want to weep.
They're cities unto themselves. They're massive.
Wow.
I would recommend going to Antonica, to the Antonica docks, and visiting the Legacy of Honor.
You can also visit ones off of the Common Lands, too.
Right, if you want to see the evil side.
Well, I have to tell you straight up that I've seen Legacy of Honor all over the place. It's just like being back in old-time EverQuest, where you just see these certain guilds, and you just like, they're just everywhere. And when you see them, yeah.
Yeah, we have much love for the Legacy of Honor. They're good folks. So Elquin and I were members of the Legacy of Honor up until June 6th of 2006. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The Legion of Kithagor, the quote-unquote good evil guild, was reformed in EverQuest 2, 666.
That's enough said about that.
And I did it on purpose.
Who'da thunk?
Who'da
you,
thunk?
Something like that.
Me?
On purpose.
No.
I have to tell you, I mean, I was really looking forward to coming on this show and talking to you guys and talking about EverQuest 1 and the difference between EverQuest and EverQuest 2. And there's a lot of stuff that I didn't actually, you know, get to tonight that I think about, and I would love to come back another time.
Of course, we would love to have you back.
Because it's all my fault.
Maybe we can give you your own segment. We'll just call it "It's All Her Fault." And then you'll come on and you'll take credit for some outlandish act that you had nothing to do with. I think that'd be kind of cool. Hello, my name is Darkwing Silverwing, and I caused World War III.
Oh, God.
Thank you very much. Darkwing would never cause
World
War III.
By the way, I have to say, for the record, Darkwind Silverwing and Crabtree right with us right now was present during Bloody Kithagor.
Yes, I was. I was. I have to tell you straight up that was where I basically said, Jesus Christ, can't these GMs move this whole event along a little faster, because we've been sitting here for hours.
Well, it was like, wasn't that the first live event?
It was, and with the opening of the Plane of Hate, I believe,
mm-hmm.
It was hours long, and we never saw any action. We never went further than the entrance. God, it had gnolls all over the place. It was a castle. No, did it have gnolls?
No,
I can't remember.
Goblins.
It was off of Kithagor. Goblins, that's right. It was full of goblins. We were all standing up there, and we're like, what's happening now, dude? Oh, cool, you guys met gods. Well, that's awesome. We've been standing over here wanting to hold this entire area in case you guys came over to try and kill us, which no one ever did. God bless their souls. They improved greatly as time went on. At least zones, knock on wood, don't crash very often when you actually hold a GM event. I can tell you straight up that the number of times as a guide that I was involved in a GM event that we had God show up, the number of times the zone actually crashed was too numerous to count.
And that was another little trick in EverQuest 2, is to start telling everybody in all the chat zones, oh, there's a GM event over here, and pretty soon everybody and their brother would be in that zone looking
nothing
for what was going on.
Nothing like having, like, close to, you know, you got a server of, you know, 3,000 folks that are online, and you got, like, oh, I don't know, close to 950 in the gnome zone. Lesser Fade Arc,
mm-hmm.
And Lesser Fade Arc, where we were holding event, and just having to go, and people start locking back in, and it goes,
mm-hmm.
And you're just like, well, I see this GM event is off to a well and wondrous start. But, you know, that was back in the old days.
Okay, well, that's it for this week. Elquin, do you have any shouts?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
Well, I have one to an old high school friend named Kevin Gross, who's got a band that he's got together that I'm hoping that you will download some music and play next time. I'll put up the link And it's
cloudshadow.net.
Cloudshadow.net. And basically, hang on a sec, I got to switch over here to give you a rundown of what they believe, well, what he's sort of described the music being. Anglo-Celtic acid jazz.
Anglo?
Huh.
Yeah.
Anglo-Celtic jazz.
Alright.
I mean, it's hip. It's hop. It's happening, and it's got drums.
Woohoo!
And you should listen to it. Give it a listen. So hopefully next week you'll get some on to play.
Okay, well, we have...
Hint.
We have another ding that I have to announce while we were all chatting away there. Rowan is now a level 72 Ranger, so congratulations,
yay,
Rowan.
Yay, Rowan! Woohoo! Go, give, Rangers!
Give it a ding there. Once again, we wish Den Mom a very happy birthday this
happy
week.
Happy birthday!
Next week will be the Jethel Silverwing birthday extravaganza.
Yay, it's our birthday. It's our
yes,
birthday.
Yes, it'll be Anne's birthday, too. Anne and I share the same birthday.
Weird.
All right. Well, that's it for the show, folks. This is March 3rd, 2009, the Jethel Silverwing Show. If you have any requests, you know, I play music for an hour after the show. If you have any requests, by all means, let me know. Anne, do you have any requests for a song for me to play after the show here?
Oh, God, you already sang I Love Hunting Gnolls, which was stuck in my head forever. And if you play the Misty Thicket theme, I will kill
dead. No, no, I don't play game music during the
Yay, because that's been stuck in my head.
No, Lyra, I'm not playing any Frostfell songs. Bad Lyra. Squirter with a little squirt gun. Bad Lyra. Who let the gnolls out? I can do that one, though I hate
Who
that
let
song.
The gnolls out? That's a good one. Who let the gnolls out?
God, I hate that song. All right.
Oh, shut up. You just sang it too many times. Play it.
Where is it? Noel's
we out. Love you, Lyra. You're cute. Even though you're in text only.
There we go. Noel's out. Okay, so we'll play Who Let the Noel's Out?
Yay!
Right after the penis song.
Yay!
Let's see. No, we're not playing 12 Days of Frostfell. Hunting and Antonica. I can do that one. Hunting and Antonica.
It's not Christmas, Lyra. Give it up.
You want to see your house?
I'm actually in the hot tub relaxing.
All right, so we'll do that. All right, folks, that's it for the show. I'm going to be on channel for a little bit longer if you have any song requests. And I'll line up another hour of music for y'all. And thanks for stopping in. We'll have you on again, I promise.
Thank you very much. It was completely awesome to be here. I was, you know, honored to basically say, hey, put me on, put me on. Hey, put me on, put me on, put me on. I really like to be on. Come on, come on, come on, put me on.
All right, folks, that's it for the show. We'll see y'all next week with the birthday of... Hey, all right, that's it for this episode of the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
And I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheese and Nibblebuds!
Allbun Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is Deep Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Linkdeath. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by the Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Alcoholic. Sensitivity Seminars by Mandy Feldersatch. And noted contributions by three badgers, two giant rats, a four-pound jar of jelly beans, a package of expired Twinkies, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday night at 4 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for me, Jethel Silverwing, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elk Magenta, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.